Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Josh Bittner joins us here on the show. We are talking about sports camps and we're talking about off-season. Bits, how you doing today?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm pretty good. Nice to have you on the show here today.
Well,
good to be here.
Josh, first of all, we've got to talk about Ben Stelzer of the awards. Keep piling in for Ben. He gets Daktronics All-America second team and also NABC All-Region first team. I think the NABC All-America stuff comes out maybe later tonight, hoping that he can get on that as well. And just talk about, you know, the awards keeping coming in for Ben.
It's obviously just awesome for him. If anybody deserves it, it's him. The kid, I feel like he's competed as hard as he can every single possession, game or practice, and so he's been here for 4 years. He's put in the time his whole life, and it's just awesome when a senior can be recognized over and over again if that's the way it's going to be. So we're just happy for him, and it also shows a lot about the success of the team. I mean, Ben's made the NCAA tournament his last 3 years, and that's when the awards start coming, when the team has success also.
Josh, you know, you've coached a lot of great players. You've played with a lot of great players. How does he kind of rank up with some of the greats that you've either coached or played with?
In terms of athletic ability, he's probably the worst of them, but that just goes to show you how well he shoots it, how well he competes, how well he I guess the one word that we use in the office talking about him all the time is just compete. Recruiting him, we were worried he'd have a hard time defending in our league. I mean, we knew he'd be a very, very good player, but we were worried about sometimes who's he going to guard, and by about the fifth game of his freshman year, half the time we were putting him on the other team's best guard. So nothing really holds him back, and I know he'd be right up there with anybody Tech's ever had in terms of who you'd want on your team and who you'd want to go to play with, if you had a choice.
How about obviously you talked about, you know, the compete level, but you know, with lack of athletic ability, does that show you that, you know, basketball is just like anything else, as much, you know, work ethic and desire as it is in talent ability?
No doubt. And I mean, I think that goes with anything, not just basketball, but I mean, it just shows that heart and toughness and that desire to compete can outbeat talent any day. And that's a lot about what we strive for as a program at Michigan Tech. I mean, very seldom are we the more athletic team on the court, and we try to beat teams with toughness and desire and heart and all the things that Ben stands for. So pretty perfect fit when it's all said and done, him and us. So
cool. How about what's the team up to? You guys lost in the regional quarterfinal a couple weeks ago. What's the team been up to since then? You give them some time off, or they start hitting the weight room right away and prepping for next year?
We're actually required by the NCAA to give them 2 weeks off from the last day of the competition. So we're planning on getting started next week with the individual workouts and the weight room and all that good stuff. I do know, walk around a little bit and have seen quite a few of the guys up here shooting already, which is always a good sign. That means, I don't know about all of them, but from a coaching standpoint, I know we were talking about next year already, the day after, and what we need to fix and what we need to get better at. So I'm glad to see some of the guys have already been up here working on their own with the same mentality.
Is this a long off season for you, Josh? I mean, is it tough from that day, that last game to when you get to get on the court with the guys for the first practices, or does it go by pretty quick?
That's a yes and a no. I mean, this one, the way we kind of ended this year, stings a little bit. I mean, we ran into two very athletic teams that were playing well, and I don't feel like we necessarily played our best, and it's not so much the loss, it's just kind of how we lost a little bit that really wants you to get back out there. But we'll get into it, and recruiting and all that stuff keeps things going. So, I mean, it's a constant thing. I mean, we're talking about what we're actually looking to bring in another player for next year yet. So we're still talking about some recruiting for 2015, but then making plans already to what we need in 2016. Obviously, with the camps coming up, and we got postseason and then preseason next year, so it's a process, and it actually ends up going by pretty quick. Sometimes it feels slow, but when you sit back, time really does fly. So,
Coach, you mentioned camps there, and that leads right into the next question. Obviously, talk about some of the camps you got going on. You got Little Huskies probably coming up first, and then some of your camp offerings in the summer. What do we got coming up?
Okay, yeah. We try to do the Little Huskies after school. We try to do that one when our entire team is still up here. It's a younger age. I think we have 3rd through 6th in there. And that one we really try to do, not that all of them aren't fun, but we just try to make that one really fun and get them to like to play basketball and come up here and have fun. And we try to do it when our entire team is up here so that they get to meet, the little kids get to meet all our guys and spend some time with them for that week. We have the high school, kind of call it the high school elite camp. That one, we're just trying to give kids with the desire to maybe play basketball, not necessarily always here, but at the next level after high school, kind of show them what that's going to be like. I mean, we make that one pretty intense. We try to get some of the kids who are recruiting up, and then some of the UP kids that have a desire to play college basketball, get them in here and really try to challenge them, show them how tough it is going to be. Uh-huh. We have that middle school camp, and that one's an overnight camp, and we get after them pretty good, but we try to have a good mix there. Not just all fun, we really try to teach them some of the fundamentals and put them to work a little bit and mix in quite a bit of fun. So, and then our team camp, obviously. I really enjoy that one. We've been pretty successful at getting 25 to 30 teams up here. I think we might have up to 4 teams from the Green Bay area, some bigger schools, which is awesome for some of the UP teams to get to play teams out of the area. We get a lot of the Mid-10, some of the bigger schools in UP up here, which is good for some of the local schools to get a chance to play against them also. So,
and you guys
that's
get
a great time for the high school.
You guys got like six courts going during the team camp, right? I mean, you got the multi going and the SEC gym, obviously both at the same time. It's just basketball everywhere during the team camp. It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, sometimes up to 7 courts going. So
the dates for the Little Huskies: April 20th to 23rd. Your development camp coming up in June, mid June, and then your team camp around that same time as well. Best way for people to get registered, michigantechhuskies.com, and any questions on camp stuff, they can call you, right, Josh?
Yep, they can call me or the rec office, and we'll answer any of your questions, or I know what the answer to any of your questions, but yeah, I think my number's on there. If they want to give me a call, I'll help them out.
Very good, Josh. We appreciate your time. Good luck in the off season, and I know a lot of kids are going to be interested in these camps. I had one question for you. The elite camp, the high school one from 9th to 12th graders, is there some kind of criteria that they have to meet to be able to get into that?
No. I mean, we'll let them all in there. And if they want to challenge themselves, it's we're trying to make it as competitive as possible. And if they think they want to come and compete, then they're invited to come.
Okay. Very good. Josh Bittner, assistant coach of the men's basketball team and one of the gurus as far as the camps and everything goes up at Michigan Tech for the boys. And, again, you can go to michigantechrecreation.com. They have all the information you need there to get a hold of Josh or to get a hold of anybody else that you have questions about on any of the other camps. Josh, thanks a lot for your time. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, take care.
All right, Josh Bittner here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Short time. I'll be back with more Huskies Drive Time.